Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Okay, I'm working on that, you know, that afterglow of the weekend energy. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, you got just, I mean, a little bit more rest than you normally would, sort of, kind of, so you kind of bounce off of that. So I'm working on that this morning. I'll tell you, when the alarm went off this morning, I was like, it's Monday. Okay, we can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do this. Anyway, all right. So, but big day today, big day. Rob Schilling is with us today. We're going to have a great conversation with Rob. I don't know if you saw this, and I'll play this during that half hour, but there's a video out. A guy in Canada that was refused medical treatment because he wouldn't take the shot. They let him die instead. And then, get this. After he's he's dying, right? He's dying. Now they go to the family. They say, oh, by the way, can we harvest his organs? I kid you not. Anyway, we'll talk with Rob about what they're doing to try to kill us. Retired Colonel John Mills will be with us today. He was one of the key witnesses in the Durham report, and but we'll get his take on all of the deep state activity. Lynn Taylor is with us, Common Core diva. LeBron James, yeah, fail, kind of like the women's soccer team, fail. You don't root for failure. You don't, because these are children whose lives are being destroyed by people like LeBron James. Okay? I don't care. You know, you can, oh, he's got good intentions. He's destroying an entire generation. And now we've got 3 years in a row of this nonsense. But wait till we unpack this. Yeah, man, oh, man. And then Dr. David Wormser is with us, and he'll be with us an extra half hour. So bottom of this hour all the way through to the bottom of next hour, Dr. Wormser is with us to talk about what's happening in Israel and the comparisons between the coup there, the attack in Tel Aviv, the judicial reform bill that they did get passed in an effort to try to stop an out-of-control judiciary. Gosh, that sounds familiar. Oh, no, we didn't pass that bill. Anyway, yeah, so all of that going on. Well, joining me now, as he does each and every Monday, to help us get things launched, get things kicked off, get things started for the weekend. No, for the week. Weekend? Week? Something like that. I want to welcome for the week.
We're going to get going for the whole week.
The whole week, right here.
The whole week of impetus.
Going to lift that whole week right here. Rick Manning, President, Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning to you. Apart from the Angels effectively tanking after the trading all their prospects to try to win now. I'm doing great. I'm having a great time. But my Angels, not so good.
Not so good. Not so good. I've been a bearing A's fan, you know, bearing the burden of being an A's fan. Although I guess they're on their way to Las Vegas now.
You had championships. You had like multiple world championships. You ended up getting great times. The Angels have one championship in 2002. I've been a fan of the Angels since almost when they began.
Yeah.
And I've got one stinking championship to show for it. We've had all these players we brought in, all these great players. We've got fantastic players. We just never have good teams. And, you know, and somehow we can't win with Trout and Ohtani. So, you know, it just goes to show you sometimes the individual stars, as much as I love individual stars, the individuals are not the in a team game. It's all about how it all fits together. And unfortunately, with the Angels, not anybody can stop who can pitch in the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. They just keep losing.
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah. Well, sad.
Makes me sad,
but that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No. One of these times we'll kick Monday off by having a sports conversation. I was actually just thinking a little bit about that, but more from the perspective of how they're missing the boat with their fans, because I really think that they are. I mean, I had held on hope that, you know, that baseball was kind of the last holdout for, you know, we're going to maybe hold on and do this right. They leaned and then they came back and now they leaned again. And I'm afraid they're, you know, unwilling to lean back.
I can't wait until they put the All-Star game back in Atlanta. But it's, when they moved the All-Star game, it was completely false, you know, narratives pushed by the hard left. When they moved the All-Star game, they lost a lot of people's respect. And And quite honestly, their New York City-based commissioner is New York City-based. I mean, well, that's the way he thinks. And they're bringing in owners who are now really hedge fund guys, and they're not, they don't own businesses. They're just, they're hedge fund guys. And, you know, if Larry Fink's one of your owners, and he isn't, but if that Larry Fink-like people are your ownership group, you're going to have, the thing's going to tilt off to the left. And baseball, from a perspective of politics, who's their audience? Old white guys. Why would you piss us off? And yet that's a, you know, they don't know who their audience is, or if they do, they don't care. And as a result, a game that's dying a slow death is going, even though it's more exciting today than ever, does everything they can to make it so people like me are mad at them.
Well, the big thing for me was, the big thing for me was, is that of every team other than Texas, Rick, had a specific big, you know, correct, twerking pride event, okay?
100%
and
true.
And called it, and called it family night. And I, you know, I mean, that's the straw that broke the camel's back for me. That's it.
I get it. You know,
that's
the,
it.
The group that made all that publicity about going to Dodger Stadium, the group that pretends to be nuns and they're just, you know, completely insane.
Sodomites.
Yeah. They are, when Dodgers kind of blinked under pressure and said, uninvited them, the mayor of Anaheim, which is where the Angels are located, said, well, if they, Dodgers don't want, we'll have them here in Anaheim at Angel Stadium. And the Angels then brought those people into Angel Stadium with little fanfare. They then went to, they also did Dodger Stadium.
And no one showed up from what I saw in the video.
They did. The fact is they recognized them like at 5:30 for a 7:30 game. So, because they didn't want the TV to be, you know, 50,000 fans booing. So they had nobody there.
Intentionally,
because they moved recognition up so early that nobody, it was pre-batting practice, I think.
Okay.
So they had no fans in the stands for by design.
Okay.
But anyway, and which shows you what a fraud it was. It shows you it was just some kind of meaningless PR move they were doing. And I don't know who the heck they were PRing for, but that's the problem. You have the woke,
I'm gonna push back just a little bit. I know you made a statement about, you know, old white guys, but actually, to be honest, it's family people, Rick. That's the bottom line. And it's red, brown, yellow, black, and white. It's family people. Baseball is a family game. It was the first international family game. When you stop and think about it, it broke the barriers before. Before football, before the NFL decided to play in Europe and so on, you had baseball being played all around the world, everywhere. I mean, missionaries used baseball as a means to, you know, to reach out to tribes.
Well, and you still do when you think about an international game. You know, baseball has over half its players are from outside of Major League Baseball, from outside of the United States.
Yep.
Many from Spanish-speaking countries, but obviously we have Ohtani from Japan. We've had a number of players from Japan who've been extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And so you have players from South Korea. The interesting thing is the place where it didn't catch on is in Europe and all that much. So English-speaking countries, it didn't do so well.
They have cricket. Okay, we're not supposed to have a sports conversation.
Okay,
stop.
No sports conversation. Let's talk about.
All right. So here's the
implications of cricket versus baseball.
Yeah. Well, no. But here's what I wanted to ask you about is so Mike Pence has been coming out and taking some pretty aggressive swings. At Donald Trump. And now Bill Barr has pretty much said he's going to jump off a building if Trump becomes the president, and now he's ready to go testify in his criminal indictment. I mean, you're right there in the Beltway. What are these guys the front runner prop guys now that the deep state's putting up?
Shows a level of desperation, but for the deep state. Let me start with Pence. Mike Pence made a decision. I went after Mike Pence in a live stream last week. And it's not because I don't like Mike Pence, although he's not my favorite guy. I think he's a DC guy. He's a little plastic. But but he's selling merchandise on his campaign website using the indictment to sell merchandise. Because somewhere in the indictment it says that Donald Trump said that Mike Pence was too honest when talking about the power of the vice presidency. And so he's now got a T-shirt that says, Mike Pence, too honest. Well, when you're selling merchandise off of what is perhaps the most dangerous indictment in the history of our country, and you're using it to sell merchandise, as the former vice president, I'm sorry, you have lost any veneer of me needing to be nice. It is he's trying to monetize a really disastrous situation. The fact is he initially said, oh, you shouldn't be indicted. And then he said, oh, well, if he doesn't, his story has completely changed now. And it's because he discovered he's not going to win the presidency. He knows right. He's not going to win the presidency. He doesn't have any illusion he's going to win the presidency. His job is to take down Trump, pure and simple. That's his job. And he will be well compensated for that, in the end. That is his job. Similarly, when you look at, and so I have absolutely zero respect for Mike Pence. And I have a friend who is the head of his nonprofit C4, who I've basically told him, you need to get a better job. That's what they're doing. That is what Mike Pence, that's the pathway he chose. Bill Barr, a guy who shut down any internal investigation on whether the election fraud occurred, a guy who denied it before he ever looked into it and never bothered to look into it.
Say that again. Say that again. Say that again, because Rick, say that part again. Say that part again, because this is, folks, this is exactly, I mean, this is 1,000%, okay, the issue. When they say, 61 cases or 71 cases, some say 61, some say 71, there was no election fraud. The judge never saw one piece of evidence. And you just made a statement about Bill Barr that is exactly that. Bill Barr came out and made a statement that there was no, he said, I don't see any election fraud. Did you look, Bill? Well, no, we didn't look really. No, we didn't investigate. So how exactly do you say that there isn't any when you didn't even look, Rick?
Recognize that the head of his civil rights division, Jeff Clark, wanted to investigate, was pushing to investigate. Jeff Clark is now one of the co-conspirators because he was doing his job at the Office of Civil Rights to make certain the people's civil rights, their vote, wasn't violated. Bill Barr, his boss, sat there and squashed any investigations into the elections. Just so understand, Bill Barr is a co-conspirator in the fraud. That is what he was. May have been inadvertent, may have been he just couldn't bring his head around it, maybe he wasn't big enough for the job. But the fact of the matter is, he did not do his job as attorney general, and he doesn't now get to use the title of attorney general as proof point that Donald Trump somehow violated the law. I'm sorry, Bill. You don't get to play both sides. You don't get to have the, and I'm just sick to death of it. I mean, here's a guy, I'm just brass tacks. This pisses me off, as you can tell.
I know. I feel the same way. I mean, look, here's the other piece to this. When he became Attorney General, Trump turned to him to get the Department of Justice headed in the right direction, to get the investigations done, to move things, to bring criminal charges against these individuals that Trump knew for 2 years had been doing, people like Schiff, people like Schumer, people like Swalwell, even Nancy Pelosi. I mean, he was looking for an attorney general because Bill Barr supposedly had that reputation with Bush and with Reagan and da 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 da. And so Trump thought, okay, here's a guy that has the credibility and that will do the right thing, and he absolutely didn't do anything. And there was something too about Barr's wife being in a Bible study with one of the
Mueller. Bob Barr's wife was in a Bill Barr's wife was in a Bible study with Robert Mueller's wife.
Mueller is, you need to read John Malkovich's book, Robert Mueller. He was a mule for the New World Order, basically. He just goes through the public records, going all the way back to the guy in Philadelphia, Bugner, Bill the mobster.
I don't know.
Oh,
Whitey Bulger?
Whitey Bulger. I mean, Robert Mueller is the guy that covered for Whitey Bulger's murders. Covered.
Right.
He's also the guy that got the families of the... He's also the guy that got the families of the terrorists from 9/11 out of the country.
Robert Mueller was kind of ushered in this top-down FBI that has become a political weapon. He's the one who ushered that in. He was as director of FBI. He essentially required a trip through the headquarters of FBI in the top floor to kind of figure out who was indoctrinated in order to move up in your career. And so we ended up with a politicized FBI. Yeah. Robert Mueller's the one who put everything in motion from a bureaucratic standpoint. But yeah, so. When Bill Barr was named by Trump, and there's a lot of pressure on everybody, including me, to endorse him because, you know, he's a good guy. We all know him. And I looked at his resume, and I'm like, wait a second. This guy's he's a corporate lawyer who's against a lot of the stuff. He's always on the wrong side on stuff that I'm on, A. And B, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. And I put that out there. I said, I'm not sure. Hopefully he's what Trump thinks he is, what he's been promised. But I don't trust him to be able to do this job. And the fact of the matter is, he turned out to be the perfect AG for the establishment, in that he did a few little things that caused people to say, and occasionally he'd say things that made you go, oh, he's on the job. But by and large, he didn't do anything. There was no cleanup of the system. There was no... You know, the system was left in place. The bad actors remained bad actors, and nothing was cleaned up regarding FISA court. Nobody was held accountable anywhere. And as a result, you sit there and you say, you know, overall, his job was to take care of, you know, basically, if you got termites, he sat there and cleaned the moss off the wood that the termites were destroying from the inside out. And that's... Well, but he never dealt with the termites.
Let me shift.
I don't want to hear from him. I do not want to hear from a guy who would not investigate voter fraud.
I agree. Let me shift over.
Who sat there is now
participating. Rick,
in an indictment against the one guy in that Department of Justice who stood up. And he's a bad guy.
I get it. I want to shift over to Pence for just a minute because I have hammered on this before. There was a pizzeria called Memories Pizza in Indiana that said that they would not cater to gay weddings. the legislature in Indiana handed then Governor Mike Pence the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which would have given businesses the ability to be able to say in Indiana, we, on religious grounds, we won't cater to these kinds of events. Mike Pence vetoed that bill. He said, no, I will not sign that. He signed a Religious Freedom Restoration Act that said that businesses could not, on religious grounds. And Memories Pizza, not only did they go out of business, but they, the Connors, ended up fleeing the state amid massive death threats. And Mike Pence left them and hung them and all Christian business owners in Indiana out to dry. Nobody wants to talk about that.
When parents were taking on Common Core and he was governor, he was, let's put it this way, disappointing in his leadership in terms of taking on Common Core. And in fact, blocked real reform of the Indiana education system at that time. So there was this is a common pattern. I spent a little bit of time with Mike Pence in the White House in some meetings, and you know, basically he was obsequious to everybody. He kind of kept quiet. But the fact of the matter is, every time I knew he made a decision, it was a decision for K Street. It wasn't a decision that would have been something the Trump people would have supported. And it just, you look at it and you say, oh, he's selling merchandise, trying to profit off of Donald Trump's endorsement. That's all you need to know about Mike Pence. If you don't believe me, go to his campaign website. And after you click through his plea for you to give him $20, you'll see merchandise at the top. You buy your sale, you push sale, and there's a T-shirt that says "Too Honest" in quotes. That is a direct reference to the indictment. He's trying to personally benefit from the indictment, and I have no respect whatsoever. Let's be clear,
and we're going to run out of time with this, but you know, Mike Pence and Bill Barr intend to help Joe Biden do everything that they can to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't serve as the 47th president.
100%
that's
true.
That's, you know, it goes beyond, oh, he's just a political opponent. It really goes to their relationships, Pence and Barr, with the New World Order and the 2030 agenda. And that's what we need to be concerned about.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it was very disappointing to me. The only person I have a picture of from that administration with me all but by myself is Mike Pence. So now I've got a picture with Mike Pence, and I have to sit on it.
What you do is you get like flames behind it.
Well, then I'm in hell too.
And then no. Split the picture. And have, you know, the heaven half and the hell half, and it will create the perfect dichotomy. All right, Rick Manning has been my guest. Thanks, Rick will be back with us on Wednesday. Claire Lopez will join us, and we'll dig into some national security issues. Rick, thanks so much for being with us, brother. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye. All right, bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. David Wormser joins me coming up on the other side. You're listening, watching, and following ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and tell a friend, okay? We need time to drive some numbers. So tell a friend to tune in. You can. There's a variety of ways to watch us, and I'll introduce that when we come back right after the break.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in when you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, as mentioned there, you know, it's obvious, and we'll get more into this, by the way, when Colonel John Mills joins us next hour, I believe it will be. We will get even, or not next hour, the hour after that, final hour. But we'll get even more into what he testified about relative to the Durham report and the depth of that. The issue and how this is playing a role. Yeah, we're getting it. I'm getting an echo. And I'm not sure why we're getting an echo. Do you want to try restarting your computer, David?
Yeah, I'm going to restart. Hold on.
Okay. All right. We're experiencing a minor technical difficulty. So let me. There we go. I just muted you, so don't panic. there is a lot happening in Israel, and I asked Dr. David Wormser to come on to the program a little early so we could spend some time kind of digging into this. I don't know if you followed this or not, but there was an attack in Tel Aviv, and we'll get into that with him. There also was, let me see, so Palestinian attack leaves one Israeli dead in Tel Aviv. Shooter was killed. This is August the 5th. Palestinian shooting attack in downtown Tel Aviv kills an Israeli security person. We'll talk a bit about that unrest and what's happening with regards to that. Then in addition to that, we've also got, let me see if we're, let's try that, and we'll see if we unmute. And okay, it says audio connected. We're echoing terribly.
Let me see here. I might be able to exit all together.
Jump out on the computer completely. Get out of Zoom on the computer.
How's that better?
Oh yeah, much better.
Okay, excellent.
There we go. Okay, so we have a great deal to discuss with regards to what's happening in Israel. And one of the biggest issues to me in all of this is the recognition that what's happening in Israel is a mirror image of what we watched happen here in the United States, and continues to happen, by the way, continues to happen. When you stop and think about, look at the general situation. And as Rick Manning pointed out in our last segment, you have, General Milley, right? But mm-hmm. He wasn't alone. You had 51 intel officers that flat out lied. I mean, straight, flat out lied. And then I think it was at the beginning of 2020, right? Going into that, you had another 50 of them, I believe it was roughly 50, that said, "Oh, the Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. This is not Hunter Biden's laptop. None of this ever happened." Where are the cons? That is, ladies and gentlemen, that is a coup against, in both instances, that was a coup against the sitting president of the United States of America. And now you have Bill Barr that says, "I'm willing to testify against against President Trump." Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Pastor, you're so right. When you look at Israel, the thing is, Israel's a small country. So the progressives have been obsessed with Israel ever since the 90s. Well, they've been obsessed with Israel for the last 4 or 5 decades because Israel was seen to be an ally, a very close ally to the United States. And of course, since the progressives want to take down America, Israel, along with 2 or 3 other countries like Taiwan and so forth, became the focal point of hatred in the 70s and 80s. And then onward after the 90s, Israel became really the Cadillac issue for the progressives to focus on. So and Israel's a small country, so they can do what they're going to do in a much more organized test run there. And when you look at all the pieces falling into place in Israel, you see all that stuff happening here in preparation for what will happen here. For example, the terrorizing of corporations to take over the boardroom, and therefore you can leverage corporations for political pressure down road. The filtering out of the press schools the schools of journalism, Columbia, and so forth, of anybody who disagrees with the progressive agenda, so that 80 to 90% of all journalists are essentially progressive. The concentration of wealth around certain industries that are highly leftist, like Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and so forth, the high-tech sector. And you see all that now in Israel in place, coming into play, along with, and this is how I would very seriously consider this transformation of our military. Our military was not an area in America which is known for its progressivism. It's actually most soldiers believe in the flag and they believe in America. They're very patriotic. And as a result, it was a great concern for the progressives. What happens down road if they challenge the structure of the U.S. government?
Mm-hmm.
So right now there's a purge going on, and you see that in Israel too, which is certain progressive officers are trying to use their position in the military to take it hostage at a very critical security juncture. They're using it to take it hostage to demand political change that is not democratically achievable. And why is all this? Because at the end of the day, the progressives can't win the election to transform America or Israel entirely. So they're not after democracy in the end. They use the right language of democracy, but they're not after democracy. They're after power. They're illiberal, and they're after power. And they've set all the institutions in place essentially to force their way back into government or to control government or to ram through their agenda when they're in government without resistance.
They're tyrants, David.
What you're seeing in Israel, which is there, it's an attempt to bring down the government.
They're
here,
tyrants.
If a conservative is elected in 2 years, the same thing will happen.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear me or not. They're tyrants.
Yes, this is a tyrannical
This is the move of an authoritarianism, and it, you know, I mean, it's the same kind of thing that we're seeing right north of our border here in Canada. It's a replication of what Trudeau has been doing up there, and you know, we've been watching some of the pushback of Canadian citizenry. But you have the same issue. I think that the problem that these progressives are running into, and in particular they're running into it here in the United States, is there's still enough of a sense of what liberty is supposed to be, and even though they've been working to indoctrinate kids, you know, even amongst the youth, and they have certainly moved the needle on the children. There are now you're seeing the depths of their depravity, the sex trafficking, the grooming, the efforts that are being made, and I think that children are coming out of this and they're saying, No, I'm not going to go along with this. I refuse to go along with this. And they are creating their own subgroups, and they are attaching themselves to liberty-oriented groups and saying, help me, because that and I think that that's what's got the left here and in Israel in a bit of a panic. I mean, Israel's moving back to a very conservative, God-centered, God-focused mission statement as a nation for the first time. They've truly, you know, come to a place where they're rejecting socialism en masse. What is it? I think the number's like 80% of the population is actually in agreement with the direction that the country's moving, and that's in spite of the fact that the progressives have had control of the education system in Israel for the past 70 years.
Yeah, education system, journalism, you know, school, everything. Look, in America, there's been two big things that give me great hope. One was the school board revolt that you saw that led to Governor Youngkin being elected in Virginia and so forth. There's definitely the battleground of Americans and the school boards is well developed and full, and it's grassroots. It's not organized. It's genuinely from the heart. And the second thing was the Bud Light affair, and that's ongoing.
Yeah,
this showed that conservatives are done. They're upset. They get it, and they're responding, and they're just not going to take it. In Israel, it's very interesting now. You have there's one channel there that's conservative, Channel 14. All the rest, 11, 10, 13, and two or three others, are all very far left. It's like the whole country is run by CNN, except for Channel 14. So, and that's the only private channel, by the way. The other are all like publicly funded.
Huh.
So, it's a private channel. So the big effort now by the left is to shut it down. So they went after all the advertisers, and there was a Zoom call organizing a boycott of Channel 14 that leaked. And the Zoom call was, now we're going to have to destroy any voice the right has in Israel. So we're going to start with the main one, which is Channel 14 TV. And we're going to pressure all the companies to boycott it so that they can't get any advertising in there, and they go bankrupt and shut down because they're private. So they did that, and one of the big advertisers on Channel 14 is Strauss Dairy, which is the second largest dairy, or actually the largest now, dairy concern in Israel, controls about a third of the market. But dairy means everything from chocolate to instant coffee to cheese, et cetera. It's massive. You can't go through that day without it. So they pulled their advertising a week and a half ago from Channel 14, which is a huge blow. It's about half of the advertising revenue for Channel 14. But what happened? About half the country now or more is boycotting Strauss, the company. So
wow.
Their stocks are tanking. Their shelves are filled with, just like with Bud Light. You can go to any store and you can see the shelves filled with Bud Light are untouched. The shelves filled with Strauss cheeses and everything are untouched. And the big water supplier, not for your faucet, but you know those soda machines and so forth, is Strauss. Well, the amount that have canceled their subscriptions to that is phenomenal. So it's exactly like the Bud Light.
Wow.
The right in Israel is basically saying, enough already. You're not going to do this to us. You're not going to take away our voice. You're not going to browbeat us into submission. And you're not democratic if you do that. You're shutting us up.
Right.
So at least be honest about what you are. So the parallels are very strong. By the way, also the legal. This whole thing started about 7 years ago, actually, when the sitting prime minister, Netanyahu, who's currently the prime minister, and he's moving the country to the right, was indicted in three different cases, case 1,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Right.
On various issues of bribery and selling influence and so forth. Well, the trials have been going on 7 years. They haven't produced a verdict because there's no verdict to produce in the end. Why? Because the cases have completely collapsed. There was no evidence. There was no evidence of anything. These were manufactured cases. But worse, now is coming out that there were witnesses that they teed up, that they terrorized into lying. The prosecutors actually orchestrated lying among the witnesses to try to frame Prime Minister Netanyahu by throwing the book at other minor offenses at these witnesses and threatening their families. So they came up with these testimonies that were false. Perjured testimonies on behalf of the state. All of that's falling apart now. So the cases are completely crumbling. The whole thing was a fraud. Now, I'm not as well versed in the legal aspects of the Trump of the various Trump cases, but it does strike me as highly unusual that for things that do not seem to be, you know, no former president in the United States has ever been put on trial, ever.
Right.
And there's a reason for that, which is it does risk, especially not one that's still eligible to run. It really risks putting your political opposition in jail.
Right.
So the bar has to be extremely high, so high that it hasn't even been applied yet until now.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you're looking at the bar being applied, you scratch your head and you say, yeah, well, wasn't that done by Hillary? Wasn't that done in 1980? Wasn't 1990 or 2000? I mean, you really scratch your head to say, well, this, you know, maybe they could be angry at Trump, but is this really so far out of bounds that there should be an indictment whenever there has been of a sitting president? So again, you're beginning to really, and then you see what happened to Flynn and so forth at the beginning of the Trump administration in 2016, clearly manufactured cases. So you really do worry about the use of the FBI and the use of the Justice Department for political hack jobs.
Let's come back a little bit to Israel in particular. And there were rumors running around that after Bibi Netanyahu signed into law the reformation of judicial powers act, basically, that the political opposition party began to launch what could only be described as a coup. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that an accurate assessment?
It was two or three prongs of things. First of all, around the country, they just made life miserable. Hundreds of intersections blocked, and highways blocked, the international airport blocked. They pretty much just the fact is the police in those areas not one person's been prosecuted for anything yet, even though there's been a couple dozen police officers injured over the last few months. So first of all, they shut down the country and keep shutting down the country every day. A complete obstruction, including, for example, yesterday they gathered in front of the place where people are supposed to muster. For when every 18-year-old in Israel has to show up for military service. So they blocked the entrance to one of the main absorption camps for young 18-year-olds matriculating into the military. So to literally block mobilization of the youth. The second thing is they've been organizing this high-level officers, former chiefs of staff, former to basically call on the Israeli military to refuse service, to refuse until the not only anymore the reform is stopped, but until the Bibi government and that Benjamin Netanyahu government is brought down, though it was only elected three quarters of a year ago. So essentially, yes, this is a coup, a putsch, a coup, something like that. They're trying to use their position. And the thing is, they don't have that much following, so they have to do this, these acts of drama and despair, not despair, but of hostage taking. When they said they won't show up for national service for the military duty, the reserves. The truth is, there's been a lot of mobilizations in the last 3 to 4 weeks because of the increasing tensions with the North, with Hezbollah in Lebanon, and with Iran.
Right.
There's been a lot of mobilization of the Israeli military, and there's really no big problem with any desertions or people not showing up. The numbers are very small of those people.
And
so it's a big bluff on some.
This goes back to the media then really creating a larger sense of chaos and unrest and destabilization than actually exists. Are the people in Israel aware of how deceptive the media is being regarding this issue? About 1 minute, and then we're going to take our break before we go to the next hour.
Yeah, they are. I think that's an excellent example. There was a demonstration of 250,000 people on the right in Israel a week ago, and the press didn't even report it. The main press, Channel 14, the one they're trying to shut down, did. The rest of the press didn't even report it. Yet if you go on Israeli TV, every demonstration of 20 people, 15 people in an intersection
right.
is reported extensively. So it's a perfect example, this nexus.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, it's called Hon Shuton Iton, which is tycoons, government, press. That's the sort of nexus of power, Hon Shuton Iton.
All right.
And that's what's up. That's what's happening.
All right, we are going to take our break here, folks. We'll be back right after this. We've got coming into the top of the hour. You know what, folks? Your health is so critically important to being able to fight this good fight. And without your health, without your ability to be able to maintain your health, you know, it really is a challenge. These products on the shelf behind me. Have truly, I just got my newest blood work, just got it, brand new, and once again, stellar, absolutely stellar, and you know, it amazes the doctors, truly, that a guy my size, with all the stuff that I've been through, has such outstanding blood work, excellent blood pressure. I don't take any medications for any of that kind of stuff. I take some pain medications. But otherwise I'm pretty much I'll be here for the next, I don't know, 40, 50 years. You can be too. There you go. All right. Check this out. This is how you get signed up for these products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. and we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months' worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it, nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well.